Now, not all Beis HaPrasin are alike. As a matter of fact, our Mishnah is going to tell us that there are three types. Our Mishnah begins, Masechta Zoholos, Perek Yudches, Mishnah Beis. Shloisha Beis Prasos, saying there are three types of Beis Prasos, which is plural for Beis HaPras. The first one is HaChoyrish HaSekever, someone who plows over a grave. Like we discussed, we're worried that pieces of bone from this grave spritzed out and scattered throughout the field. This is basically the type of Beis HaPras we were discussing till now. What are the other two? Well, the other two will be a soda that we lost the cave, we don't know where it is. And a third type of Beis HaPras is going to be, we'll see later on, Stei Boichem. Feel that they got together there to cry over the mace and to be maspid the mace. And not all Beis HaPrases are alike. So let's see the first one. HaChodesh is a kever, someone who plows through a kever. The first type of Beis HaPras. Zakta Mishnah, Nitas Kol Neta. You can plant any type of tree over here. But the Einan is Ras Kol Zera. You can't plant other types of tefuah. Not all kinds. Most produce, when you pull them out of the ground, some of the earth comes with it. So if some of the earth comes with it, like vegetables, you pull them out with their roots. So think what you're doing. If this field is a Beis HaPras, you're going to be transferring this tumah someplace. You're going to be spreading tumah. So no planting stam things. When you pull them out of the ground, the root comes with it. Chutz mizera nixar. But if you have the type of produce that is caught, you don't schlep it out, that you could plant in a Beis HaPras. Because if you're cutting it, you're not pulling it out, you're not taking any earth with you. Lemoshel, the Rush explains, when you plant wheat or barley and you cut them, you don't schlep it out of the ground, you cut it. The root stays in the ground. And before we go any further, didn't Rabbi Yossi tell us in the previous Mishnah that you can't plant a kerem, even punish you if you did, if you knew it was a Beis HaPras? And here the Mishnah says you can plant anything. So Zakta Batanura could be our Mishnah attack is not like Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi wouldn't say this, that you can plant whatever you want. Or, perhaps, says the Batanura, Rabbi Yossi was only makbid about a vineyard. And that's because of the halacha that haboitzer lagas huchsher, that if you remove the grapes to bring them to the wine press, they automatically are considered to have become wet. But by other trees, we don't have that extra chumra and tumah, could be Rabbi Yossi wasn't machmer. Okay. So let's say I planted wheat in a Beis HaPras. I was allowed to do that because you cut it. You don't schlep it out with the roots. But what happened was, this particular plant, instead of cutting it, Itaka schlepped it out. The im akara, Itaka uprooted it. And now it came out with the root. Maybe Itaka, there's an etzem kisoyer over here together with the afar. Zakta Mishnah, what are your instructions now? Tsoiver es garnoi lisoichoi. Pile it up in the middle of the Beis HaPras. Tsoiver means to pile up, like tefillah betzibur, a pile together. Don't take it out of the field. Make the pile in the field. Do the threshing there, says the Batanura. Don't bring it to a different field before the threshing. I don't want to spread tumah here. And after you thresh it, the choyvroi b'shtei chavoreis. Then he should sift it. Not with one, but with two sifters. And then you can take it out of the field. Two sifters, meaning sift it once and sift it twice. The Tiferes Yisrael says first, use a sifter with larger holes. Take out the bigger pieces. Then use a sifter with smaller holes. Take out the smaller pieces, but you have to do it twice. David Remeir is the Alter Remeir. But Chachamim and the Chachamim say, it depends what. Hatfua, grain, like wheat and barley, b'shtei chavoreis, two sifters. But v'kitnias, things like beans, two is not enough. B'sholesh chavoreis, three times you're going to have to sift it. Three sifters. Before you take it out of the Beis HaPras, it needs to be sifted three times. Because with bean-like plants, there's going to be much more offer over there, more so than with tefuah. Now the Batanur reminds us, it's not tummy. The tefuah is not tummy. Why? It didn't become wet. I just don't want this earth to be taken someplace else. Now what do you do with the straw? Burn it. Besides for sifting the tefuah or the beans, the side of a sakash, you have to burn the straw. Kash is the straw from the grain. That's the atza. Atza is the straw from the kidney ice, from the bean-like plants. Tosfos Yom Tov says, the reason I can't sift it is because it's very hard to sift. after you thresh, the straw is like in a mishmash, in a tangle. But we don't want you taking the straw out of the beis hapras, because there's going to be some earth inside. Vaitra zok the mishnah, metame b'maga u'b'masa. This type of beis hapras, where we plowed through a kever, the first type, tumah will spread here either by touching or carrying the afar, but ve'einoy metame b'oil, not through oil. So may I remind you what we learned all the way at the beginning of Masechta Sahalas, well, almost all the way at the beginning, Peri Beis Mishnah Gimel. There we learned Elu Metama B'Mago B'Masa, the following are Metama, through touching or carrying, even if you carry it without touching, but Ve'ena Metama B'Oil. And the first on the list was Etzem Kesoira, a bone the size of a barley corn. So Mamela, with this type of a Beis HaPras, where he plows through a caver, what's our concern? That you have a piece of bone that's the size of a Soira? Okay, so it's Metama B'Mago B'Masa, but it's not Metama B'Oil. Mamela, the earth from here, is going to have the same halacha. So in our Mishnah, we learned that there are really three types of beis parasais. The Mishnah just tells us about one, but the Batanura gave us a look ahead. The first is a sada, where you plowed through a caver. The second is a sada that a caver was lost, and we don't know where it is. And the third is the stei boichim, where they gathered over there to be maspid the mace. Our Mishnah speaks about the first one, a chayrish as a kever, someone plows through a grave, actually over the grave. So the Mishnah told us you could plant any tree, because by all probabilities you're not uprooting the tree. But stam as a zera not, because usually when you pull it out, you pull it out with the roots, and with those roots comes the offer from the beis hapras, and there could be a etzem kesaira there. However, things like wheat or barley that you cut, you don't pull out with the roots, that you could plant. If you did pull it out with the root, so the Mishnah said, don't take it out of the beis hapras. Pile it up in the beis hapras, do the threshing over there. And Remeir says, sift it twice. The Chachamim say, tvua twice, kidney is beans three times, because it's harder to sift. As far as the straw is concerned, both from the tvua and from the beans, the different types of straw, one is called kash, one is called tevin. Either way, it's very tangled, it's hard to sift, burn it. And being that the concern over here is about an etzem kesa'ira, so that's metama b'mago b'masa, but like any etzem kesa'ira, it's not metama b'ayil.